The second phone call that comes from one of Esar's roommates at the time that he's over at his aunt and uncle's house on April 1st, your understanding of that is that the roommate had called specifically to contact Esar to find an address of that aunt's location, right?
Yes.
And, Your Honor, before we go any further, I think that misstates the testimony of Mr. Peterson. He didn't identify this as being a phone call from one of Esar's roommates.
Okay. True. Let me then, if I may, Judge, just add some foundation. That second phone call we're talking about, that Esar then made the comment to his uncle about, was coming from one of Esar's roommates, right?
I know that was part of the discussion. I don't know if Esar said it was one of his roommates or if that's what Murphy believed. But yes, there was a discussion about the call being from a roommate.
Well, I'm just referring to the last paragraph of your report, if you want to refresh your memory, in which you talk about this second phone call to the uncle's recollection coming from one of Esar's roommates.
Yeah, Murphy specified that the first call. Let me go to the second call. Yeah, he mentioned several times in there that Esar received a phone call from his roommate.
And the roommate was specifically inquiring of Esar the address where Esar was at the aunt's house, right?
Correct.
And again, Your Honor, I have to object to the nature of the question. The question needs to be, what did Murphy say the roommate inquired about, as opposed to what was the roommate doing or saying, because that would be speculative.
That's true. Okay.